Hi, this is Anne Merchant, and welcome to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academy of Sciences, the National Academy of Engineering, the Institute of Medicine, and the National Research Council, collectively known as the National Academies. There's a looming crisis facing America today, and while you might think that I'm talking about our continuing dependence on fossil fuels, or the threats posed by human-induced climate change, or the seemingly endless national conversation about the status of the economy. But what I'm really talking about is another problem in America that we've been aware of for quite some time, but still have yet to fix. And that's the impending healthcare challenge we face as members of the baby boom generation begin to turn 65 and older. To put the issue into context, consider the fact that the number of older adults in the United States will nearly double between 2005 and 2030, from 37 million to over 70 million, accounting for an increase from 12% of the U.S. population to almost 20%. This is a major concern since older adults account for a disproportionate share of healthcare services. The 12% of older Americans today account for 26% of all physician office visits, 35% of all hospital stays, 34% of all prescriptions issued, 38% of all emergency medical responses, and 90% of all nursing home use. As things currently stand, the nation simply is not prepared to meet the social and healthcare needs of this aging population. The Institute of Medicine released a report, Retooling for an Aging America, that calls for bold initiatives starting immediately to address the obstacles we face in caring for tomorrow's older population. Dr. Jack Rowe, a professor at the Department of Health Policy and Management at Columbia University and chair of the committee that authored the IOM report, discusses the root of the problem and why we are so unprepared for the coming transition.
Well, I think there are two major reasons why we're unprepared. The first is that we have a general problem in the healthcare workforce with a deficit in nursing, certainly, and probably also in physicians. And the second is that geriatric medicine itself has never really gotten much traction in the United States. Physicians tend not to be interested in geriatric medicine. Many training programs in geriatric medicine go unfilled every year.
Essentially, we're facing a workforce shortage threatening the quality of care that will be available to tomorrow's older Americans. But it's not just that there will be more older Americans to take care of in the coming years. Tomorrow's population will be different and more diverse from that of today's, requiring a more complex array of care and management.
Well, I think that two changes are underway. One is that as life expectancy increases, active life expectancy is also increasing, and so we have more older individuals who are fit, functionally intact, well into their 80s. And it is in these individuals where preventive measures are particularly important. A second group are the old, and now we see previously unimagined numbers of individuals living into their late 90s and even over 100. It's estimated by the middle of this century there'll be 500,000 centenarians in the United States, and these are people who are multiply impaired, very frail, and very complex clinical presentations. They really require the additional expertise of someone trained in geriatric medicine to manage them effectively.
While the number of older patients is rapidly increasing, the number of certified geriatric specialists is declining. Training healthcare professionals to deliver proper geriatric care will require different strategies for doctors versus nurses.
The training capacity in geriatric medicine certainly exists, and many institutions have fully developed fellowship programs which are not attracting applicants. So with respect to geriatric medicine, we have the capacity, we just have to generate more funding and more interest. With respect to geriatric nursing and some other healthcare professions, we need a much more training capacity. We need to develop the faculty. And so we would need different initiatives in nursing than we do in medicine.
Indeed, there are just over 7,100 physicians certified in geriatrics in the United States today, one for every 2,500 older Americans. Dr. Rowe discusses how we might leverage programs like Medicare and Medicaid to solve the problem and to attract more physicians to geriatric medicine and specialization.
The major health plan that's involved in paying for care for the elderly is, of course, Medicare. And we believe that Medicare should take a very careful look at providing additional payments for physicians who have documented competency and added qualification in geriatric medicine. Currently, geriatrician in the United States, and that is an internist who has at least one or two additional years of fellowship training in care of the elderly, a geriatrician in the United States makes less, significantly less, than a general internist, despite the additional training and expertise. And Medicare can fix that, and that would be a very significant advance in creating incentive to go into this field.
Attracting more physicians to geriatrics is not the only problem. Among direct care workers, low wages and insufficient training cause enormous turnover rates. So, for example, turnover among nurses' aides averaged 71% annually, and up to 90% of home health care aides leave their jobs within the first 2 years. Insufficient training can leave many direct care workers unprepared for the demands of their job, causing them to feel overwhelmed. This dire need for preparation is characterized by the fact that more training is currently required for dog groomers and manicurists than direct care workers in many parts of the country. As with physicians, funding for higher wages and additional training should be made available through Medicare and Medicaid in order to address these shortcomings. Meeting the healthcare needs of our aging population will also require that we properly train family, friends, and informal caregivers. More than 90% of older Americans who receive care at home rely in part on informal caregivers, and nearly 80% rely solely on family or friends. Given this tremendous dependence on family and friends, it's time that we fully recognize informal caregivers as an integral part of the healthcare team. That means that we must provide them with the knowledge and skills that they need to take care of their loved ones.
I think the most important lesson here is an understanding that care of the elderly requires expertise that many healthcare providers in the United States do not currently have. We are not saying that every old person needs a geriatrician any more than we're saying that every person with a heart needs a cardiologist. But what we are saying is that we need to increase the workforce capacity to take care of older people. And in order to do that, we need to train more geriatric specialists so that they can train the rest of the healthcare workforce in managing the common problems of the elderly.
Although experts have recognized the impending demands on the healthcare system for decades, little has been done to prepare for the years ahead. So that we may handle the needs of a new generation of older Americans, the nation needs to move quickly and efficiently to make certain that the healthcare workforce increases in size and has the proper education and training.
Well, I think it's a very serious problem, but all is not lost. If we act now to introduce some measures which were outlined in the IOM report's recommendations, we can, in fact, recover in due course. And by the time the baby boom comes to Golden Pond, we will, in fact, have the workforce that we need.
So as policymakers in Washington begin to debate healthcare reform, it is clearly important that any legislation include effective solutions that address the nation's rapidly growing need for a reinvigorated and expanded geriatric workforce. For more information on this topic, you may read the full text of the report, Retooling for an Aging America, free online. My name is Anne Merchant, and you've been listening to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academies, advisors to the nation on science, engineering, and medicine. Be sure to visit us at our website at nationalacademies.org, where we have more than 3,000 books and publications available full text to read free online.